Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 5th of September. I'm honored you're with me on this Saturday. Saturday's the day I tell you about the sermon that drops on Sunday. And man, you're going to want to watch this one. I just had two meetings in Chapin, South Carolina. I aired for you a little bit of a Q&A from that yesterday on the podcast. Tomorrow, I will air for you the first of two sermons. One happened on Friday evening, one on Saturday morning. We will be going back, I'm sure. Probably pretty soon to Chapin and fellowshipping with that group again, seeing what the Lord will do. But we got response before I even edited this message and put it up. I got response from the people there that this was a life-changing weekend, and man, I felt it. Part of it was my excitement and being out on the road and ministering to groups, but part of it was just this palpable thing that was happening, that God was moving in this group and touching them. This message that will air tomorrow is titled, "Let Us Cross Over to the Other Side." That is a statement that Jesus made to his disciples that preceded them getting in the boat and riding over the Sea of Galilee. A storm hits them halfway there. They panic. Jesus is asleep. They wake Jesus. Jesus rebukes the storm. And that's usually what gets preached, is the rebuking of the storms. But I ministered on this from the angle of not just that lesson. You know, I've done that message before, lessons from a boat ride. But to take the many adventures that you encounter in your life, including the great adventure of your life, and realize that you have a destiny to cross over to the other side. And that there are more than one way. There's more than one way to get across. And I go through different passages from the Bible about the more than one ways to cross and what those ways represent and what you might need to be looking for. And I think it was a lot of fun. It was a message that covers a lot of ground. I said some things you have heard me say before. I said some things maybe you haven't heard me say before. And it was a great setup for those two sermons for the week. So look for this one tomorrow on our YouTube page. PWM is our YouTube page. Please subscribe if you have not yet. And also, anywhere you get the podcast, the audio version of it will be available. And also, paulwhiteministries.com. All of our stuff is there. The message is titled, "Let Us Cross Over to the Other Side." Today, I want to minister to one little part of the David and Goliath story. We've been talking about Old Testament stories with New Covenant principles. Maybe a better way of saying it, Old Testament stories through a New Covenant lens. What can I take from the Jesus story from these Old Testament stories? And that's what, in my opinion, what we should be looking for when we look at those Old Testament stories. What can I do with Jesus? Seeing as I'm a follower of Christ, I'm a Christian, Jesus is my template. So what does Jesus do? He shows me the Father. He shows me how to love my neighbor. He shows me sacrifice. He shows me life. So where can I find those things in the Old Testament stories? Now, when you read David and Goliath, you have the obvious life principle, which is don't back down from giants. If you back down from giants, giants are another form of dragons. They're another form of that thing that's too big. If you back down from it, you lose. If you fight them and lose, at least you fought them. If you back down from them, you lose automatically. This is metaphoric. I'm not talking about go find the biggest guy you can find and punch him in the nose. I'm talking about the giants of your life, the overwhelming odds. And here's a good piece of advice you can take from the David and Goliath story. It's called use your skills in the fight against Goliath. Don't fight Goliath's fight. Fight your fight. David uses rocks and a slingshot. He's an archer, in other words. He's a long-distance fighter. He's not an in-close fighter. In boxing terms, he's got reach. If you have reach, you don't fight inside. You use your reach and don't give it up. David has reach because his skill is hitting from a long way off. Goliath's skill is up close. Goliath invites David in. Come to me. Why does he invite David in? Because when you fight with a sword, you need to be within a few feet of your enemy. When you fight with a slingshot, you don't need to be a few feet from your enemy. So know your skill set. And that's David's great strength. Now, his great spiritual strength is what we talked about a couple of days ago. He knows covenant. That's why he says, who's this uncircumcised Philistine? He faces his enemy with covenant. But for just this one today, just think about all that goes into that fight. And then when you get to the end of that fight, David prevailed. I'm going to start in verse 50, 1 Samuel 17. David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and he struck the Philistine and killed him. There was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore, David ran, stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Now the men of Israel and Judah rose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell along the road to Shiraim, even as far as Gath and Ekron. I wanted to read on to there because I wanted you to hear that phrase, Gath. That's a phrase that shows up at the top of the chapter, in chapter 17, verse 4. When you meet Goliath, he's from Gath, Goliath of Gath. And David takes his sword and cuts his head off. David is our Christ character. Jesus, in fact, is called the Son of David. And it doesn't mean in every way, of course. Jesus doesn't have a Bathsheba moment. It's not always a perfect one for one when you're comparing Old Testament care. You hear me say a lot, Jesus is Elisha to John's Elijah. It doesn't mean everything Elisha does is something like Jesus would do. Those analogies are never perfect. But he's an archetype of the warrior, and thus he's a type of Christ. So Christ, or David, cuts off Goliath's head. Jesus goes to the cross on a place called Golgotha. And it's very difficult to ascertain where they came up with the word Golgotha, except it means place of the skull. But why did it mean place of the skull? And some scholars believe that Golgotha was the place that Goliath was buried. And, or at least the skull of Goliath was buried. Why? Golgotha, Goliath of Gath. Golgotha. The etymology breakdown works that it's Goliath of Gath. And there is where he's buried. Think of it in these terms. Jesus goes to Calvary as the cursed serpent on the pole and fulfills the prophetic declaration of Genesis. The seed is coming. You shall wound his heel. He shall wound your head. Jesus crushes the head of the serpent at Calvary. Or let's say it this way. On Golgotha, Jesus crushes the head of his enemy. David cuts off the head of Goliath. Jesus cuts off the head of your Goliath. You want to see in microcosm the victory of the cross? Take a look at David fighting Goliath. A lot more stuff to do from 1 Samuel. We'll do some more tomorrow. I'm enjoying myself. See you then. God bless.